dear to me, where I'm longing to be with my friends at that old country church, where with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at that old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt at that old country church. Where with Jesus above, with His wonderful love, saved my soul at that old country church.
Oh, precious years,
precious years
of memories,
sweet memories.
Oh, what joy.
Holiness Church, coming to you by the means of radio over this fine station, C103. Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Bobby Sandlin. What a great privilege it is to come to you again this morning. Call a friend, tell a neighbor, we're on the air. That's right, every Sunday morning right here on C103. Again, it's a great privilege, and we pray that this broadcast is a blessing to each and every one of you. We'd like to give you directions to our church so you can come out and pay us a visit. If you're coming from Mount Orb, you take Route 68, approximately 5 miles, till you come to Route 286, turn left, and the church is on the right-hand side. If you're coming from Fayetteville, you take Route 68, approximately 5 miles, till you come to Route 286, turn right, and the church is on the right-hand side. Our church service nights are Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Wednesday and Friday at 7:30, Sunday at 6, and Sunday school at 10:30 a.m. That's right. Every Sunday morning, we get into the Word of God and grow in the knowledge of the truth. Again, we also want to send this broadcast out to our faithful contributors, the ones that make this broadcast possible. For without them, we couldn't come to you every Sunday morning. So we want to give a holler out to Harold and Louise Brummett. We appreciate you, Brother Harold and Sister Louise, all that you do for us. And we want to pray that this broadcast is a blessing to you. We want to send it out to Anita and Vance Allen from Blanchester, Ohio, faithful listeners and faithful contributors to the 5 Mile Holiness Church broadcast. And we also want to, if you want to know more about the 5 Mile Holiness Church, go to the website. That's right. We have a website at www.5milehc.org. You can go to that website, click on the sermon link, and hear the radio broadcast 7 days a week. That's right. That's www.5milehc.org. And we have a guest link there you can click on and hear the guest speakers that we have throughout the year. And I tell you, we just finished out Revive with Brother Jody Pascarella from Missouri. And I tell you, he done a phenomenal job with some of the most outstanding his preaching I've heard in my day. And I tell you, we updated last year's. And it's on the website there. You can hear Brother Jody Pascarella. We want to make a few announcements here before we get into the broadcast. We want to remind everyone that next Friday night, That's right, April the 12th. Brother David Rose from Big Hill, Kentucky was going to be here preaching. And I tell you, most of you around here knows Brother David Rose. And he's an outstanding evangelist. And we're excited about what God's going to do for us that night. So make plans. Mark your calendar. That is April the 12th on a Friday night, 7:30. Come out and pay us a visit. And I haven't been getting any letters lately. And we're concerned about that. We want to know if the broadcast has been a blessing to each and every one of you out there. We are now celebrating our third year this September. We've been on the air for three years here on C103. And we want to know if you've been changed, if your life has been changed or altered, or you've been blessed by this broadcast. We'd like to know about it. Would you take the time, sit down, drop us a line, send all correspondence to our church office at 3658 State Route 286, Mount Orb, Ohio, 45154. Again, send all correspondence to our church office at 3658 State Route 286, Mount Orb, Ohio, 45154. And we'll get that. Put a prayer request in there. If you have one, we'll pray over it, and we'll give you a holler out on the radio. All right, we're going to get into the Word of God. Again, it takes the Lord to preach. Without the Lord, I can do nothing, but if God be my helper today, I want to preach to you out of the book of 1 John. Out of the book of 1 John, amen, better known as Little John, amen, it's right after the book of 2 Peter. 1 John chapter 2, amen, and verse number 1, and the Bible reads like this. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the perpetuation of our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth the word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment, which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which is true in him and in you, because that darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because the darkness hath blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for the name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. And I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Amen. If the Lord would help me just for a few minutes of time, I want to preach to you simply on a letter from heaven. Amen. I want to preach to you today on a letter from heaven. Amen. God uses John here. Amen. Praise be to God to remind us. Amen, to remind the church. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. That if you love God, you will keep His commandments. Amen. Praise be to God. He said, if you love God, you'll love your neighbor. Amen. You'll love your brother. You'll love your enemies. Amen. The Bible says, amen, I don't write a new commandment, but an old commandment. Amen. That he that is in the light, amen, walketh in the light. Amen. And Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. But he that hateth his brother is even in darkness now. Amen. Glory be to God. But I write unto you, amen, because I count it not grievous to write. Paul said, I count it not grievous, amen, to write unto you again, but for it's for your safety that I write you these things. Amen. Praise be to God. I want to preach to you out there today, this morning, amen, on a letter from heaven. Amen. Praise be to God. If you'll read the scriptures, amen, the Bible said the Holy Word of God was inspired by men of old. Amen. Holy Ghost fell up on them, amen, to write the words which saith the Lord. Amen. After 2,000 years have passed, we still read the letters of God's word. Amen. That was distributed by the apostles to us. Amen. And John is still staying today, even though he was preaching to those men in that hour. Amen. God's word still applies to us today. Amen. John says to us even today, amen, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Amen. It's not of the Father, but it's of the world. The world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God shall abide forever. Amen, brother. Let me tell you today out there in radio land. Amen. Don't let nobody tell you it all stops at the grave. Don't let nobody tell you, amen, that you just live for so long and then you go back to the ground, and amen, and that's the end. But brother, I want you to know today, amen, that you're going to live forever. Whether it be in the eternities of hell or in the splendors of glory, you're going to live forever. The Bible said, amen, that he would not hold us back this mystery, but he said, I say unto you, amen, that we all shall not sleep, but we all shall arise. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and those that are alive and remain shall be caught up together with the Lord in the air. Amen. The Bible said we all shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and we shall put off the mortality and put on immortality. I want you to know today God's going to give you a new body. Amen. A body that's going to live forever. Amen. Glory be to God. Somebody said there's no way a man can burn in eternity. Amen. He will be consumed, and amen, he will die. Amen. But the Bible said you'll get a new body. Amen. A body that, amen, that will dwell forever and forever. Amen. Glory be to God. I want you to know today there's a letter from heaven. Amen. And it's addressed to you this morning. Amen. And praise be to God. When I read it today, I was stirred and I thought, my God. Amen. You're still crying out to those people today. Amen. You're saying unto us, little children, sin not. For if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Oh, listen at me today. The Bible said, amen, that he made a perpetuation for our sins, and not ours for only, but for all the sins of the whole world. Brother, that's the Bible today. Amen. Don't let me hear you say today that there is no hope. Amen. That there's no way out. Brother, the Bible said, he made a way for our escape. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. I remember Apostle Paul, amen, saying to the, amen, the people of his day, he said, he began to inquire of them. He asked them, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath of God to come? Oh, generation of vipers. Amen. He began to call them who they were. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God who has warned you that judgment's at the door. Amen, my friend. I'm glad today for them old-time preachers. Amen, that come and preach to my heart as a young boy. Amen, and told me what it took to go to God's good heaven. I hearkened under the voice. I heeded under the cry. Amen, and God came into my life and made a change. I want you to know out there today, my friend, the letters of God are still being dispersed and still being delivered today. I thought about not too many days ago. I was reminded, amen, as a young boy, amen, when I was out preaching, amen, as a young evangelist out preaching, the Lord came to me, amen, and He told me to go back and to warn that soul, told me to tell that soul if they didn't do, amen, and didn't repent, amen, said I was going to remove the candlestick from their home, amen, the light that was in his heart. And I went back and I said, brother, I said, the Spirit spoke to me and told me to tell you that you things that you do in the night, He's going to reveal in the day. And the Spirit told me to tell him, amen, to repent. Amen, for judgment's at the door. I thought about that young man turned around and prayed for a moment. He got back up and snickered and laughed. Amen, glory be to God. But the Spirit told me a second time, amen, to go back to him. And I went back, amen, in that service. And I told him, I said, young man, judgment's at the door. Amen, glory be to God. You got to pray. Amen, repent out. Amen, please God, remove the Spirit of God from you. Amen, you say, brother, I couldn't have done that. There's no way I could go to an individual and do that. But I'm here to tell you today, it's a letter from God. Amen, I'm nothing more than a mailman. I'm nothing more than a messenger of God. And when God says, take the message, amen, and give it to him, brother, I'm, amen, I'm committed to the cause. I'll do whatsoever the Lord commanded. Amen, I know it's not popular today. Amen, to tell men and women in this hour what it takes to go to heaven. I know it's not popular today. Amen, to tell men and women they gotta quit their sinning. I done read it to you here in this text today. Amen, he that said that he knows God and still sins, the Bible said he is a liar and the truth is not in him. Amen, the liberal church age today will tell the people that everybody sins a little bit every day. Amen, I want you to know today that's a lie from the pits of hell. Amen. Even Jesus himself said, he that sinneth is of the devil, that sinneth from the beginning. Brother, when you get a hold of the Lord, amen, you turn your back on sin. Amen. You don't want to do the things that please the flesh, but you become the things that please God. I want you to know out there in radio land today, amen, there's a letter from God, and I'm nothing more than the messenger today to bring it to you. Amen. To tell you out there today that Jesus still loves you. Amen. He died on a cross. Amen. So you can have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. John writes four times in this chapter. He writes to the young. He writes to the old. Amen. Glory be to God. He writes to the fathers. He writes to the children. Amen. He writes to every category here. He said, I'm not writing you a new thing, but an old commandment. Amen. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Amen. Brother, listen, the Bible said, if you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy to God. Oh, don't be confused with that today. I know we've got to work and provide. Amen. Praise be to God. We got to do and occupy till God comes. Amen. But you can't. You don't have to take pleasure in this life. Amen. And all its cares and all its wickedness. Amen. When he said to come out from among the world, he was talking about the sinful nature. Oh, glory be to God. I'm glad there was a change in my life. And when God came into my life, I made a change in my life. I don't do the things I used to do. I don't talk the way I used to talk. Amen. Because there's been a change changing me. I'm preaching this morning letters from heaven. Amen. There's 66 books today. How about letting your fingers do the walking? Amen. Let's scroll through God's Word. Let's find out what He's saying to our hearts. What kind of life are we supposed to live? Amen. Somebody said, amen, just do ever how you feel. Amen, that's right. For God's a God of love. Amen, yes, that's right. But let me tell you something today. Amen, the Bible says, be not deceived. For God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You're going to reap just what you sow. If a man soweth to unrighteousness, he'll reap unrighteousness. Oh, listen to me today. Letters from heaven. Amen. Is what I'm preaching about today. Amen. The Bible said in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 11, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Are you hearing the Bible today? The Bible tells us the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, and that which in the heaven shall pass away with the great noise, and the elements of the earth and all the works thereof shall be burned up. Brother, let me tell you today, you can mark it down. It's going to happen just like God said it is. And the only thing that matters, amen, is our heart fixed with God. Are we ready to go? I just read it to you. What manner of persons ought we to be in all holy conversation, knowing that these things are going to happen? He's telling you to get ready. It's a letter from heaven. I'm the messenger today. I'm the mailman today. I'm a coming by your house. I'm a telling you this morning that God's word is still real and it's still true, and every man a liar. Amen. The only thing's going to stand in this hour is God's word. The Bible said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. It endures forever. Amen. It lives on forever. Oh, glory be to God. They tried to burn it, but it can't burn. They tried to destroy it, but you can't kill it. Amen. God's word is forever alive, and it's alive and well today. And it's going throughout this life of telling men and women, amen, amen, repent, for the day of the Lord is at hand. Oh, if I could be a salesman today, if I could sell you Jesus today, I want you to know He's my doctor, my lawyer, my friend. He's my banker. Amen. He's my mother, my father. I want you to know today He's been everything in my life. He's my provider, my Jehovah Jireh. Oh, I want you to know today He's proved Himself over and over again in my life. And that's why I'm an advocate for Christ. Amen. I'm a mediator. I'll stand in the gap. As the Lord cried, amen, for the prophet, He said, is there one that is standing in the gap and hold up the hedge? He's accounting on men and women today that's going to declare His word. And that's what I'm trying to do this morning, is remind you there's letters from heaven, and God's trying to get the message. Oh, listen at me today. God's got ways and means of getting the message to you. Oh, yes, He does. Amen. Somebody said, I don't want to hear it, preacher. I don't want to go to church. I don't want to live by those rules. I'm here to tell you, the Bible says that every eye shall behold Him. Every tongue shall confess that He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. You may not confess Him in this life, but I'm going to tell you, you're going to confess Him in death. Amen. That He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Are you hearing this old time preacher this morning? I want to tell you out there, there's letters from heaven, and God's God's words are going out? Are you going to heed to it? Are you going to hearken to God's word? Let me give you a few more examples in God's Word today. Let's thumb through the Word of God here. Amen. I remember reading the Scripture, amen, when God told Peter, hey, Peter, you're going to deny me. Peter said, no, Lord, I'll go with you even unto death. Lord, in the prison, Lord, I love you. And God said, Peter, you don't know the things that you say. Amen. Because the devil desires you that he may sift you as wheat. Amen. But I pray that your faith fail you not. See, God was giving Peter the warning that the devil was on his trail. Peter, pray. I pray, Peter, lest you enter into temptation. But oh, a few days went by and we found him in the judgment hall, Jesus Christ being buffed. Amen. Among Pilate and among the Pharisees and scribes. Amen. Oh, yes, they was giving it to him today. And then Peter stood up far off and warmed himself by the fire. And the Bible says, amen, glory be to God, that a woman, amen, looked over and said, are you not one of them? And Peter said, no, I don't know the man. Amen. The woman said, your speech betrays you. You're one of them. Peter said, no. And the Bible said he cursed and said, I know not the man. Oh, my. Is that the problem today? Is it because you're surrounded with loved ones, amen, that don't believe in God? Amen. Is that the problem today? Amen. You don't feel like you'll fit in, amen, with the crowd. But let me tell you today, when Jesus told Peter that hour, he gave him that warning, Peter, before the cock crows, you'll deny me three times. And you know he did exactly what God said he would do. And the Bible said when he denied God the third time, and that crowd, the Bible said the rooster crowed. And the Bible said Peter went out and he wept bitterly. He knew what God said was true. He knew the message was clear. Amen. There was no denying. Amen. What God said, he'd bring it to pass. Are you hearing me today? Amen. God's word's going to be fulfilled whether you accept it or not. I'm preaching its letters from God. Amen. Glory be to God. God used a rooster to talk to Peter. God used a burning bush to talk to Moses. Oh my God, he used a donkey to talk to Balaam. Amen. You may not read the Bible today. You may not have a preacher to go to. But God can get the message to you today, because he has messengers to bring the message to you. And it'll be clear, and you'll know it's from God. Are you hearing me today? I'm preaching letters. Letters from heaven. Amen. And the letters from God. I want to be ready. I want to hearken to God's word. And when the Lord sends his messengers, I want to listen and be willing to change. Say, yes, Lord, I hear the word. Yes, Lord, I'm willing to change. Are you hearing this old time preacher today? I'm preaching its letters from God. The message is coming to you. Amen. Repent. Repent, for the judgment is at the door. He said in John chapter 2, there, the whole chapter, he said, I write unto you again. Ain't you glad for mercy today? Ain't you glad for God's love that extends? He'll come back time and time and call for your name. This is Pastor Bobby Salmon with the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church. Until we meet again next week, may the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer. Amen.